Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. When people talk about accountability, what do you think of? Most people like accountability, especially when they see others being held accountable. We want our politicians to be held accountable. We want our law enforcement to be held accountable. And when I say held accountable, I mean this: obligated to explain, justify, and take responsibility for someone's actions, and to answer to someone, such as a person with more authority. As you are listening to this community comment, I'm probably in my office right now talking to an auditor. Today's the day I've waited 2 years for. Well, maybe waited is a wrong word. Maybe prepared is a better word. This morning, a representative from our parent company came to our office from Missouri for our biennial review. As much as we don't look forward to this review every 2 years, we proudly display the certificate we receive after they have completed their work. They often offer suggestions to make our program better and how we can help more people. If my goal is to run the best program, then shouldn't I appreciate any help I can get to make it better? Even if that means taking some constructive criticism every once in a while. I personally believe accountability is important in our society, and when anyone gets to the point where they're not being held accountable, then we end up having abuse and mistrust. Thomas Paine said it this way: because a body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody. When I worked as an airplane mechanic, many jobs I did involve flight controls or flight safety always required an inspector to check my work. This process of completing a task and then getting an inspector to sign off your work before moving on to the next phase of the task was taught early on in all of my aviation maintenance schools. Everyone knew their work had to be inspected, and I've never met an aircraft mechanic who got offended or felt judged because someone was verifying that their work was done correctly. Honestly, it made me feel safer, knowing that the plane I'd just finished repairing had a second set of eyes look over my work before launching into the air. I felt confident that not only had I done a good job, but that someone else had verified my work, and I could sleep at night knowing that pilots and passengers were safe because we did our job right. Hopefully you have people in your life who you give the authority to help keep you accountable when you begin to stray from where you want to be. I know I do. Many of us have people in our lives that hold us accountable, a personal inspector, per se. You might call that person a sponsor, a pastor, a friend, teacher, boss, supervisor, or brother or sister. We need people in our lives that know us well enough that when we're making a mistake, they offer positive, helpful guidance. My encouragement for you today: hold others accountable, and when someone does it to you, be correctable. Well, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.